everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love to connect with you. Unfortunately, due to the coronavirus outbreak, we aren't meeting in person right now, but there are still a lot of ways to connect with our community. On Sunday mornings, you can worship with us online through our YouTube channel at 10 a.m. or join us for a special family ministry live stream worship over on our Facebook page at 10:30. We are at Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Our pastors are here to support you and connect you with our community so that you will remember, even during this time of social distancing, that you are not alone. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, let's be candid. This has been a complicated and at least different 4th of July weekend. We didn't have any parades. We didn't have any official fireworks, although I'm guessing there were plenty of fireworks where you live as well. We had times to gather, but they were socially distant and not the usual unfettered cookouts and gatherings that we're used to. Now, this has been a complicated time for our country, and people have a range of feelings and emotions and thoughts about America at this time. And I just want to acknowledge that that's true around our nation, but it's also true within our congregation. And as much as there are things that are complicated or conflicting in our hearts and minds right now, I do want to suggest that there is one thing that may not be that complicated that could help us at this time. And that is to be reminded of the moral and ethical foundations of our country. And specifically, the reason that I want to draw attention to this place of something that might not be that complicated is because it is simple and it's clear, and it's something that I think we need to return to time and time again. Now, when we think about the moral and ethical foundations of our country, there is none other than a good place to start than in some of those founding documents of our country. And specifically, when we think about who we want to be as a country, we can go to a place that is found in the Declaration of Independence, when it says right there that we believe that all people have been given unalienable rights by their Creator, that they have the right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. Now, that is part of the Declaration of Independence, and it is something that has been come to known as one of the most famous sentences in all of literature. Now, what is complicated about that sentence is that there is an expansion of the way in which that was written, that we know it said men, but it really is a sentiment of all people. There's a sense of what is the rights there that has been expanded upon and has been added to. And when we take into full consideration what is going on in that sentiment, we can get a better picture of what our nation is going to be about. Now, the reality is that the people who penned those words were actually articulating a sentiment that they didn't make up. And in fact, actually, it is a sentiment that was thousands of years old by the time they put it down on paper in this format. And that's because they were reflecting on something that is right there in those words, that people are given rights by their Creator, that they are given the right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness because they have been given those rights by their Creator. Now, specifically, when people wrote those words, they would have been reflecting any number of things that we may not totally have in our minds, but there's a sense in which there's something fundamental about what they were saying that is still true today. They had a sense of the Creator, not their mamas and their papas, but the Creator being God, that God had given certain rights to people. And what they were reflecting on is this fundamental belief that people have value because God has created them. Or we might say that they have value because God loves them. And if God loves them, then as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we are called to love them too. We are called to love all people. Now, this sense of being created and created with value and created in the image of God is something that was found throughout those years of the founding of our country, but the source of which is something that is much more ancient. Now, the one place where we can go to in Scripture to hear a sense of what that means and what that looks like is indeed in those early pages of Genesis, where we can hear a sense of that story. Now, in that first chapter of Genesis, it says that God created humankind in God's image. Now, we can unpack that in any number of ways, and we can have a different understanding of kind of what that means. And the reality is that that's okay, because the people who wrote those words, they weren't sitting down to write a scientific textbook. They weren't trying to write down a cosmology or a cosmic origins understanding of things, because frankly, that's a place that no one could be to write down about and view it. But rather, they were trying to write down a sense of faith, a statement of faith, a story of faith, as it were. And embedded in what they wrote is a reminder that God has created, that God has loved, and that God has created existence in the image of God. Now, what that means can be a range of things, but what it means, at least at minimum, is that it means that God loves us, God loves creation, God loves existence, and God calls us to love creation, to love existence as well. And implicitly, and at least in this one way, that's one of the ways that people and creation get value, is because they are loved by God. And if God loves something, then we are called to love it too. And if we are called to love it, if we are called to love people, then we have a sense of the ethical and moral obligations that are upon us. It isn't simply to just like them, it is to love people and to help them experience the best life that God has for them. So I wanted to lift that up for us on this 4th of July weekend. I wanted to have a chance to remind us of one of the things that is still true, that the moral and ethical underpinnings of what it means to be America is actually rooted in the Judeo-Christian values that are espoused in Scripture. Now, we may not always get it right, and certainly the history of our country has times where we have shown more love than not, and sometimes where we've shown less love than we would have cared to. But one of the things that is still true is that the moral and ethical ground on which we stand is actually one of love. So as we make our way through the rest of this holiday weekend, and as we find our way through in the second part of 2020, maybe a prayer we could have for ourselves and for our country is that we could be reminded of the ethical and moral foundations that we have, that it is one rooted in God's love for all people, that is one rooted in love that we are supposed to show to one another, and that we are to love one another as Jesus loved us. That's the ground on which we stand. And when we claim to support the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness for all, we are indeed proclaiming that we want others to experience God's love. So let us pursue, let us find our way forward, helping others to be loved as Jesus loved them. And let us love one another as Jesus has loved us as well. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.